In recent years, Philadelphia traffic congestion has gone up and bus ridership has gone down, while the number of city cyclists has remained flat. To address the sluggish pace of redressing Philly's mobility problems, officials today release a new strategic plan for the city's transportation network, as Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports.
Philly streets are packed. You've got buses and bikes, cars and trucks, all competing for the same space. Plus, a lot of people on foot just trying to cross the road.
We're a growing city, and we need to pay attention with how we move people around.
That's Mike DeBaradinas, the city's managing director. A few years back, DeBaradinas took a trip to Copenhagen.
I told him I wasn't going to talk about Copenhagen, but
he did. A lot with the city's transportation planners. You see, the Danish capital is famous for great transit and even better bike lanes. And now, Philly has a 7-year plan to make trips here, whether by bike, bus, foot, or trolley, safer, faster, and easier. It also calls for people in the region to support more transit funding, not unlike how the Danes do. But that'll depend on whether passing another new tax is something city council will deign do. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.